I don't know why you're gathered here, but the other day when the outpouring come, it come in the 10th month, the 10th day, and this is the 17th. I don't know. I don't believe it's a coincidence, or tomorrow will be the 17th. It'll be the consummate of the meeting, but I don't believe you just stumbled down here. God led you to this place.
Amen.
I believe that. Now let's sing it once more. Then we'll sing, "We'll Walk in the Light," as Brother Coleman comes to minister tonight. If you're in the battle, Father, Lord, and you're mighty, oh, if you win the victory, Brother, you must fight, keep on the fighting line. Oh, there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fight, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service has no place. So keep on the fighting line. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run or even lay behind. If you should win, walk God in the right. Just keep on the firing line. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now are you ready for the word?
Amen.
Praise God then. Let's sing "We'll Walk in the Light," brethren. I believe this is the time to turn him loose.
Amen.
I pray God will get a hold of that preacher tonight. So that it won't be Brother Coleman nowhere up here, but the Holy Ghost will be moving. I so pray that we'll be so inspired tonight that when that inspired word hits us, there'll be a comeback, brother. There'll be a response to faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil's mad and I'm glad.
Amen.
You may think I act funny. Wait a few more days till I get over yard to marriage supper, brother.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
Oh, brother, you know I shouted. The battle will be over then, but now let's just put our shoulder to the wheel.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. We'll walk with the dewdrop of mercy, our bright shine.
That haven't met him, it's Brother Joseph Coleman, Sister Lane over here on the right, I'm up in New York City. Y'all glad to see him back down the south? Praise God, brother. If it do that for me, I'd go wild up here. Hallelujah. I believe that'd make anybody preach. Glory to God. Well, they do. I was just kidding you about that. But we are happy to hear it. All these other brothers and all of you people, God bless you, saints. We'll walk in the light. Brother Coleman, from New York, take your liberty, brother.
We'll walk in the light, a beautiful light.
Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, how we praise you tonight and thank you, Lord God, to know that we are walking in the light. And Lord Jesus, may the blood of Jesus Christ tonight take away all unbelief, Father. May you sweep the doubt out the door. May there be nothing but a positive faith in here tonight. Knowing that we're going to possess our mountains tonight, Lord, there ain't enough devils in hell to stop us, for this is the day, Lord. Those that don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, may you send the fires out of heaven tonight. Lord God, may they be healed sitting in their seats tonight. And may the word of the Lord go forth in power. And Heavenly Father, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Would you remain standing for the reading of the word? I want to read from Romans the 8th chapter, verse 28 through 31. And also Ephesians 4, 7 through 13. And Romans the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from Romans the 8th chapter, verse 28 through 31. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Ephesians 4, that we might know that every single person here is going to receive something from God. God ain't going to leave out not one. Down to the little babies.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:7 includes everybody. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
In Romans 12, first verse, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of this word. You may be seated. Well, I certainly want to greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of Sister Coleman and myself, we bring you greetings from New York City once again. And it's always a privilege and an honor to come here to this place here, Beaumont Tabernacle. Amen. And we certainly want to thank Brother Jack Bell and his church, and Brother Bonnie Caber, his church, and Brother Doc Cash and his church for making this possible that we would be able to come back here again. And I see Brother Tommy Dillard here and Brother Dan. Certainly happy to see them here and have fellowship with them and all the friends and strangers in Christ Jesus. I walked out here and I felt the breeze of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I could hardly contain myself, and I'm very tired. I wish it wasn't, because there's such an anointing in here. You could just take off. Amen. So, but you pray for me that the Holy Spirit give me some strength. Amen. But anyway, tonight I'm certainly happy to be here. The atmosphere is charged, and I have but one word: charge. Amen. It is written. It is written, therefore, charge into your promises. Don't go in there knocking meekly. Bust the door down.
Amen.
Praise God. God has given you the land. Take the land.
Amen.
And then I was just thinking here, as Brother Jack I was wondering why, I was thinking it was a good idea to call the meeting at 5 p.m. Gives us more time to fellowship and gives me more time to sleep at night for the morning service. But then I was in there in prayer, and the Holy Spirit said, no, he had to call at 5 p.m., for this is the 11th hour of the day.
Amen.
The 11th year. The 11th hour. Praise God. God has promised you 11th hour workers. Praise God. Amen. He promised you the same penny that he gave out on the day of Pentecost. That's why we gather here at 5 p.m. There's always a purpose for, there's always a reason for what we're doing. And as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
We thank God for your pastor, Brother Jack Bell, Spirit-led. Praise God. Brother Barney and Brother Doc, Spirit-led to have this meeting here.
Amen.
Therefore, God has not called us here for naught. He's called us here for something. Amen. I believe it. You believe it, friends?
Amen.
Praise God. So therefore, I like to title this message, Conform to the Image of Christ. And I want to speak about transforming power. Amen. Transforming power of the Holy Ghost to transform us completely out of ourselves beyond the curtain of time. And to walk, can you imagine eternity, God, the great omnipotent God, walking with you for a short season and then transforming you out of yourselves, transforming you out of your bodies? That these are our promises, and we're going to have them. Amen.
Amen.
We was over here with Brother Doc Cash speaking about Gideon's 300, and the call goes out, where are you, Gideon? Where are you at? Come down to the water.
Amen.
Amen. Take me to the water.
Amen.
That's where we want to be. And we found out there was about 32,000 Israelites in the message. Amen. And the call went out to bring those in the message, bring them down to the water. And then when, and God had told Gideon, I will try them there for thee. I'll do the trying. Amen. You just bring them to the water. Oh, we thank the Lord for that. Amen. And there, 22,000 went back. They couldn't get rid of the world. They had to stay in the world. 9,000, then there was 10,000 left. And of them, well, there was 9,700 that wanted to drink water a certain way, and he found 300 water lepers.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
What a separation.
Amen.
That would lap at the water like a dog.
Amen.
Not want to bow down so sweet. Let some of the message slip through their hands, but every promise, lap it up.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm happy to be among 300 who was happy to lap the water like a dog.
Amen.
Now, friends, we only have 2 days, and God only needs 5 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, therefore, if it's just 5 minutes, you act like you are relaxed, you're ready, your veils is off your hearts, you are going to receive something tonight.
Amen.
Not tomorrow, tonight.
Amen.
This is the night when I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because this church here had an outpouring, and you know it's here.
Amen.
Many had an outpouring, and they know it's here.
Amen.
Walker, they had a move of the Spirit last night, the other night here, and they know it's here.
Amen.
In New York City, we had the mightiest outpouring we ever had last Sunday, and we know it's here.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, there's four. Amen. Four some of deliverance.
Amen.
Therefore, everybody believes it. Then just relax. Praise God. If you relax, then I'm a Levite. Praise God. I believe it's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Paul said he rejoiced with those Thessalonians because they received the word willingly and inwardly.
Amen?
Amen? Not outwardly and formally. Outwardly would be in your human spirit, imagination, reasoning powers, and so forth. That's outwardly and formally. Well, yes, brother, what code is that? And that sounds nice, but you're still holding back. You won't release. Amen. But these Thessalonians, they open up their hearts. The most holy place. threefold man is the courtyard, the flesh, amen, and the spirit, the holy place, the shewbread, the candlestick, and prayers. But inside is the most holy place. And there was a veil in between there. And then the Thessalonians ripped that veil out, and Paul took the ark right into the sockets of the heart and dropped down the ark. One day Peter took the ark in there to Cornelius and his household. And while Peter dropped the ark into Cornelius' most holy place, while he turned around, was on his way out, praise God, the fire fell. Oh, praise God. So just open up. I don't know what God wants me to say. I have a few notes here. But I've been waiting for the day when we can just let loose.
Amen.
Amen. Like in New York City, I can just say anything.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So now we were speaking about the word being a seed. Maybe I just want to lay a little background and just open up and relax, for we only want to bring the ark into your most holy place. You can receive a righteous man, name a righteous man. Amen. There ain't no way possible for you to miss any blessing that God has prescribed for you. Every person in here tonight is ordained to receive something tonight. There's not a one that he's going to miss. Oh, praise God. Amen. On a message called The Seed of Discrepancy, Brother Branham was revealing the mystery of St. Luke 13:41, where it says about the mystery there of the kingdom of God, and the Son of Man would send forth his angels at harvest time to separate and gather out of his kingdom all that offend. Is that right? And here in this message here, Seed of Discrepancy, preached in Phoenix, Arizona, 1965, he reveals this mystery of who the Son of Man is, and also who is the Son of Man's angels. And I want to read it to you. Then you see notice in verse 41, the two are so very close, the two spirits, so close in the last day that he could not depend on some certain church to separate them. Say the Methodists or the Baptists or the Pentecostals could separate them. He said he sent his angels to separate them. An angel is coming to bring the separation, the segregation between the right and the wrong, and no one can do that but the angel of the Lord. He's the one that's going to tell which is right and which is wrong. God said he would send his angels at the last time, not angels down through here, but angels at the last time, and would gather together. We know that this is the coming harvest time now. In other words, he's saying that there wouldn't be a harvest down through the seven church ages, but there would be a harvest at the end of the seven church ages.
Amen.
Amen. He would just let them go right on and fall asleep, and also go on and let those mysteries go right on down through the seven ages. But at the last time, the Son of Man himself would come down. Oh, praise God. And bring his angels with him. Is that right?
And
now he says, now an angel is actually interpreted a messenger, and we see that there's seven angels at the seven churches and now through the church ages. What a picture we have here. We see over here in Revelation 10 that Christ, the covenant angel, descends down on the earth, the seventh seal. And when he comes, he brings seven angels with him. Praise God. He brings their messages with him. Luther's message. Amen. Paul's message. Irenaeus, Martin, Columba, Luther, Wesley, and Malachi 4 is standing on the earth with his message at the time he comes down. Is that right? Then these seven angels' messages separates. Oh, praise God. It goes throughout the kingdom, and the seven spirits go throughout the entire world, separating the wheat from the chaff. Then when the hour comes and all the wheat gets together, gather the wheat together, I'm going to pour some water up on them. Praise God. Now listen now. The wheat had to ripen and ripen and ripen. The word, until it comes down until the wheat becomes the word. And brother, when they hit that brotherly kindness, then that was the word. Then take that message out for about 2 years and tell everybody, tell the message out that we are the Word. Then when that's given out, get the Word together. Gather them under inspiration. They have become the Word. Back to the Word and the Spirit.
Amen.
Do you know what is happening here tonight?
Amen.
Praise God, we have come back to the Word seed.
Amen.
Nothing in between tonight.
Amen.
Just the Word sitting here.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit water fixing to water the seeds.
Amen.
Oh, I wonder if you know what I'm saying.
Amen.
Brother, we over in a dynamic season. Speak the Word like it was Philip. Seed germ in Philip's body. Spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch. Down come the water. The planter, the waterer, and the God who gives the increase is one tonight.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Now he said the seed of God, the Word of God. Jesus said in a certain place that the Word is a seed, and every seed will bring forth of its kind. And now if the Christian, the children of God, the children of the kingdom has become, see, if they have become the seed of God, then they must be the Word of God.
Amen.
And we become the seed of God by adding. And when we hit that brotherly kindness, that was it. That was the Word.
Amen.
That is the Word tonight.
Amen.
The Lamb of God is in our hearts tonight. The anointed Lamb of God is in your hearts tonight.
Amen.
All we need is faith to pull down charity.
Amen.
The dove will kiss the earth again and unite with the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, what a promise, friends. Amen. Now, the Word of God manifested in the age that they're living in for the promised seed of that age. God gave His Word at the beginning, and each age has its seeds. It's time, it's promises. Do you believe that, friends?
Amen.
Now we live through Luther, Wesley age, Methodist, all down through the ages, and the Pentecostal age. And each age is given a promise of the Word. Now each age is given a promise of the Word.
Amen.
Where's our promise? We know that Malachi 4 was to come to bring us Jesus Christ. That's our promise.
Amen.
But in order to get Jesus Christ, he had to use a prophet to give us Christ. Christ is our promise.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Not a part of it, not a Luther or Wesley or Pentecostal, the gifts, but the entire Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But only the prophet could bring it in word form, because it had to be a seed.
Amen.
And we are the earth, and God had to plant that seed in our earth.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we're trying to build tonight for faith. We're trying to build a platform for the Holy Ghost here. Just pure word seeds. Do you believe it, friends?
Amen.
Amen. Now, in the Pentecostal age, each age is given a promise of the Word. And the people of that age that manifest that promised Word, see, is the seed of that age according to what Jesus said. Oh, friends, do you know what I'm saying now? If this is the age of the Holy Ghost to be made manifest in the bride, then only the ones that manifest the mechanics and dynamics is the seed. All else is make-believers.
Amen.
Praise God, the ones that show the life, the signs, the wonders, the same everything is the seed of God.
Amen.
You won't have to talk about the quotes. You won't have to say you're in the message. Praise God, the message will be living in you.
Amen.
God will be on 2 feet, walking and talking and living in a tabernacle. That will be the manifestation of the seed for this age. All else is false. It'll be St. Mark 16 in action. So therefore, when I hear all of these voices, I say, get behind me, Satan. Get out of here. I'm looking to hear the voice of the archangel. That's the only voice I want to hear tonight. Is the voice of the archangel, which is the voice of the resurrection. I said the voice of the resurrection. I didn't say the resurrection now. The voice of the resurrection will be in the bride. Brother, there's going to be a quick, short work to call that bride to the resurrection. Christ will be on earth like he was with Mary. She thought he was a gardener, but she was elected, and he said, Mary, rare pony, praise God, and the bride knows the voice of the Messiah. It's a scripture voice. Praise God. Amen. The Word, they are the children of the kingdom. That's right. Here it is now, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating through His children is those seed of the kingdom of that age. That's all it is. It must be that way. Therefore, now we don't have to worry about who says what now. Just what He says. Amen? Amen. One more quote here. He says here, there's exactly the Word of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We become tabernacles with that Holy Spirit, which is Christ. See, that's the real seed. Then there's that real Holy Spirit, not a make-believe one now, that gets into the real seed of the Word. The real seed and the real Holy Spirit. And when they come together, there's something going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the real seed of the Word just won't take part of it because the devil uses that.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, the devil can use six seals, but he can't do one thing with the seven seals.
Amen.
The real seed takes all of the mysteries.
Amen.
Amen. Now catch it, which is the ark, which is the promises foretold but received today, which is the promise of the resurrection foretold.
Amen.
Rapture, wedding supper, millennial kingdom, on down, but is here today, quickened, anointed, and made alive. And we receive what's down there tonight. We got it. Then the Levite can drop them promises into your sockets of your heart. Then you can have a Shekinah glory come down. Oh, if you can receive every promise tonight, then God can manifest the seed of this age. Praise God. The real Holy Spirit gets into the real seed of the Word. Just won't take part of it because the devil uses that part. You got to take it all. See, every word of it. Because He's not half God, He's all God.
Amen.
And that's what takes place. Now we have our foundation now, amen? We have all of the Word. Praise our God, see? We become tabernacles with the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Now the real Holy Spirit gets into the real seed of God, every word of it. The seven seals is the entire Holy Spirit. You believe that?
Amen.
See, it's a uniting of the faint that was once delivered to the saints of God. And He can only do it by the Word. So therefore, Malachi 4 has brought a message. Amen. And bringing us back to the Word. Back to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and back to the Word. That's His message. His message was to restore back from Paul, is that right? All the way up to our age. Therefore from Paul up to this time is the Holy Ghost. Therefore, His message is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And back to the Word.
Amen.
There's the message. Very simple, isn't it?
Amen.
You don't have to try to figure it out. Just receive the entire Holy Ghost, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's what the Holy Spirit coming in the last days has to be, exactly like the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, it's like that pyramid, shaping up and shaping up all the time. Coming up from all the way down, up through Lutheran, Wesley, Pentecostals, and coming out here in our time. Amen? See? Now, but the headstone, when it comes, it's got to be home, and it's got to be a ministry in the church, the true church of the living God, to where the headstone Christ comes. In other words, friends, the pyramid here? Well, anyway, you know the pyramid, amen? In the seventh church age, we were stones that Malachi 4 hewed us out of the seventh age.
Amen.
Brother, He chopped us out by the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Then we came out of the Laodicean age and He planted us on the seventh step, where He introduced us to the King, the Messiah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Right now, tonight, we are stones that have been called out of the seventh age. Fitted stones. Stones to be fitted into the camp.
Amen.
Praise God. On page 65, on the statue of a perfect man on page 65. May I just read it to you? I think I have it here somewhere. Maybe if you see your place tonight where God has put us by his grace, brother, there ought to be a shout to blow the, off the roof up here.
Amen.
Add to your faith virtue, add to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge temperance, to your temperance patience, to your patience godliness, to your godliness brotherly love, to your brotherly love the Holy Spirit. Is that what he said?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit and Christ will come, because just beneath him, the Holy Spirit. Now, all of us know on that pyramid, there was brotherly kindness, and it was a slot in between that said Holy Spirit. Is that right? That's what I'm talking about tonight. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. And Paul told us, Peter said, add seven things. And we've only added six, brotherly kindness. But he said, add seven. The Holy Spirit, the capstone, the headstone. So there's a people here in Beaumont that's ready to add the capstone tonight.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. Do you know where you are tonight? He said, Holy Spirit. And Brother Bram said, hey, add to your brotherly love the Holy Spirit, and Christ will come. Who is Christ? Christ is the capstone. That's, it says, L-O-V-E, love. That's Jesus Christ's corporal body, a glorified body. That's him. But praise God, when God sent him up, he tore him in part, sent down the Holy Spirit to take out a people. Amen? That's you and I. Oh, praise God. And the Holy Spirit was to stay on the earth until it fashioned out a body like his body. Same life, same spirit, praise God, same anointing, same ministry. There will be a bride ministry. God has spoken it, and so shall it be. Praise God. Amen. He says, just beneath, because him, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of Christ into the church to manifest those virtues. I used to read that for years. I said, wait a minute, the Spirit of Christ is in the church, but right over it is the Holy Spirit, and over there is love. Then the Holy Spirit revealed it. The Spirit of Christ is the breath of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the seven church ages, manifesting the virtues for each age. In the seven manifestations of the one Holy Spirit, the breath of God. But oh, when the breath of God meets the Spirit, praise God, then that brings omnipotence back on the earth again. Do you know where you're standing tonight? Praise God, we are those stones that's already in the Holy Spirit. Shake yourselves tonight. We, and therefore, if it is the Holy Spirit just doesn't run around with nobody. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is none other than Mrs. Jesus Christ. The Spirit, spoken word from the prophet's mouth, is the Holy Spirit in word form. That word lived out faith and added six things. Come on, Ruth. Ruth, amen. Ruth making her decision. Praise God. And then Ruth working, sanctification. Ruth resting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But then Ruth was given six measures of barley. She added six things. But there's one more. Boaz. Lay down at Boaz's feet and rest with Boaz. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't worry about what they're talking about you laying down at this man's feet. They don't know him, but we know him. Oh, pray. We know it's Christ. Christ is the anointed Word of God. We see Christ here tonight. Many don't see Christ. They can only see it through a body. But we see him moving all through here by his Word. So come on, Ruth. We are resting with Boaz tonight. Laying down at his feet. So now God has called us out of Laodicea. Put us up on the seventh step. We are the stones that had to be fitted right into the capstone.
Amen.
When the last stone comes in, when the last stone is hewed out, then the mechanics turns into dynamics.
Amen.
The shout and the voice. Oh, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice and a trump of God. The honed age, the little Holy Spirit age between brotherly kindness and the capstone, which is still brotherly kindness, of course, but it slipped in and blended itself in. The other part of the Chinese ticket. And he will only receive his Holy Spirit, the one that was on the day of Pentecost. Not a part of the Spirit, Lutheran, Wesleyan, Pentecostal, but the fullness of the stature of the measure of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, the dynamics to the mechanics.
Amen.
Friends, I believe we're here tonight.
Amen.
Let me just read to you what he said. Where is that? If you want it, Statue of a Perfect Man, page 45. Speak by adding seven things. Then now you come, and next thing, then add charity, which is love. That's the capping stone. You see it, friends? The Holy Spirit under the capping stone is the capping stone. It is the Holy Spirit. But the capping stone, L-O-V-E, is Jesus Christ himself, corporal body that's coming down to descend. Praise God. Then that means tonight we are in the headstone. We have made up the headstone. The word, the headship has slipped down into the body. And taking over our bodies, taking over our minds, our thinking, taking over our everything. He's enthroned in our hearts tonight. Oh, every word is real. Every promise is, thus saith the Lord. Oh, praise our God. Amen. What does he do here? Page 48. In the evening time it shall be light. That's when Christ the Holy Spirit, Jesus comes down and sets himself at the head of the church. Oh, there he is. He's the head of this church here. He's the Word. We follow by the Word of God. Then he will resurrect this church being his own body. In there is a body in the way God's expecting us as individuals to grow. The way he brought his church in to grow, each church age becomes one big church. Then the love of God, the Holy Ghost, Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost comes upon you in the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you got all these virtues sealed in you, then God lives in a tabernacle called the building. The living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place. There you are. And that's what was happening here last Sunday. God's getting his stones fixed. Just right, to live in them. Praise God. Another quote here, page 51. All I'm doing is giving you the seeds from the prophet that number 7 to add. He said, add 7 things. Is that right? We are, otherwise, the faith is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then add 7 things. Oh, praise God. Is that right, friends? Your seal, a seal shows on both sides. Whether you're going or coming, they see the seal just the same. There you are. See, when a man or woman possess this, then the capstone comes down and seals them into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. So I'm looking for the capstone tonight.
Amen.
I'm looking for the headstone tonight, because from faith, the baptism of the Holy Ghost all the way up to brotherly kindness is in the bride. Therefore, number 8 is number 1. Faith and charity is the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Faith is the seed, and charity is the harvest. Oh, praise God. Amen. Same Holy Spirit, but this is the harvest. Therefore, the faith is in you tonight. The real seed of God is in your soul tonight.
Amen.
Therefore, that is the nature of the Lamb. And the Lamb bears wool. Galatians 5:22. There's your wool. 2 Peter 1:4-7 is the nature. Amen?
Amen?
Are you numb tonight, friends? Do you realize that you can make history right here tonight?
Amen.
This weekend? That God could start a dynamic revival that will sweep the world in a matter of days right on into the resurrection. Amen. I believe it. That's why I'm here. Praise God. The ministry of Christ will fit right together perfectly. Then that brings the redeemed back. Oh, my. You understand, don't you, friends? The complete ministry of Jesus Christ After you're born again, any little baby that's born in the hospital, what do they do with that baby? The nurse take that baby and wash that baby off.
Amen.
By the washing of the water of the Word of God. Amen. And we come forth out of Laodicea, little babies, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And Dr. Malachi 4 brought Ephesians 5:26, the washing of the water by the Word.
Amen.
Amen. The babies were being washed by every Word of God.
Amen.
Acts 2:38, amen.
Amen.
Wash me by the washing of the water of the Word.
Amen.
These signs shall follow, amen. Wash me by the washing of the water of the Word.
Amen.
A holy, sanctified life, amen. Oh, praise God. We've been washed off, amen. We have grown, honed out. Now the hour is here, brother. Praise God. God has promised through this Malachi 4 message that there would be a bride on the earth. Let me give you another quote here. Maybe it'll from Malachi 4. Those were my words, but maybe if I read his words, Elijah and the meal offering, you'll know what God has already done for you tonight. Elijah and the meal offering, page 21. Well, I've been down through the pyramid. I'll skip on down. Speak about Luther and Wesley and so forth. But he says, now here, he says, he said, but now the negative and the positive, the cap's coming on the pyramid, and it's the end time when Christ and his church is so much alike till it's going to call the dead from Methodist, Lutheran, and all those back there, there'll be a resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Them that fell asleep in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh watch will rise one of these days to meet Jesus in the sky. The hour has arrived, friends. The coming of the Lord is at hand.
Amen.
But did you hear what he said? Luther was negative. Wesley was negative. Amen? The Pentecostal was still negative. But the bride is positive.
Amen.
Every word of God was sold into that bride, a positive bride. Never negative, never down. Amen?
Amen.
Always on top, always overcoming. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Sure, we have our victories on Mount Carmel. Yes, we have our juniper trees. Amen?
Amen.
But we also have an angel's cake.
Amen.
To get up out of there and go on up, back on up there to Mount Horeb. Don't stay down in there. Amen? Always on top. If you don't have the baptism, you just as well as have it right now because God said so.
Amen.
You have it right now, tonight. Because I have three children and they already have the Holy Ghost. They already glorified. The Bible says so.
Amen.
They already justified, called, and sanctified, and glorified. As far as God's concerned, that's it. Amen. Because he counts your faith for righteousness.
Yes.
Then when man begins to zero in on you, don't feel bad. You feel like you are between the Red Sea and Pharaoh tonight. Amen. Well, God put you there. He said, Moses, take them to Migdol. Put them right there. I want to get glory.
Amen.
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 So you believe all the mysteries of God is in you, then the devil come against you, God put you in that spot, and God will get you out of that spot. And but here's the blessing. Only by receiving that all the mysteries of God is in you could you even get in that spot for God to send down the glory. Because all of the Word was in you. You had received it. Praise God. And now God can send down the fire and open up the Red Sea. Amen. Pharaoh is breathing down your backs. The Red Sea is in front of you. Why? Cry, speak, and move forward.
Amen.
Amen. Say, Lord God, this is the night tonight. I'm going to have it tonight.
Amen.
See, the cap is coming on the pyramid. Now, we look at Jerusalem and see that the Jews was blinded for our sake. The fig tree is putting forth its bud. He said, and the other tree, Billy Graham, has caused a revival among the nominal people. All Roberts has caused a revival amongst the Pentecostals. And now Jesus, the Son of God, here it is, friends. Jesus, the Son of God, has come into this remnant to pull the people for the capstone.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus Christ, Revelation 3, stood outside and pulled us out
Amen.
For the capstone. Listen, we are the capstone
Amen.
In word form tonight.
Amen.
We are every bit of the Word because we have received the Word.
Amen.
The second fold of the threefold mystery of God, that Christ would have the preeminence in the bride.
Amen.
And tonight He has His preeminence.
Amen.
He has full sway.
Amen.
He has it in me tonight. Lord, whatever You want me to do tonight, do it, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, You want me to run down these aisles and blast through that door, I'll do it. Lord God, if You want me to shout tonight, I'll shout.
Amen.
Brother, I feel like shouting anyway.
Amen.
I see the ark coming down the road.
Amen.
Brother, I see angels going and coming and up and down Jacob's ladder. Every round goes higher and higher.
Amen.
God, amen. God is in the house tonight.
Amen.
You can have any promise you want here tonight.
Amen.
Did you hear what I told you? He has already pulled you out of the world.
Amen.
Raptured You away from the world.
Amen.
We was once hogs, but now we're lambs.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.